Silence draped itself over the small Appalachian town of Havenbrook, like a hush before confession. Nestled at the edge of a vast national forest, Havenbrook balanced precariously between neon-lit convenience and ancestral myth. A main street of polished cafes and craft beer arcades backed straight into towering pines older than the Declaration of Independence. Outsiders claimed the woods were merely picturesque. Locals knew better. They spoke of a pale moon that never fully waned, of silver-flecked paw prints that appeared in dew even on starless nights, and, after a second whiskey, of an alpha whose curse chained him to that eternal glow. Serafina Reyes, urban photographer turned reluctant waitress, had fled New York 6 months earlier, chasing the ghost of her late mother's final letter. "Come home to where our blood began, Sarah. The answers are in the trees." She never understood the line. Her mother had grown up in Miami, not the Appalachians, but grief can twist logic into daring. Now she occupied a rented attic above Archer's Diner, shooting abandoned barns for spare cash and ignoring the whisper that her destiny lay somewhere deeper than her camera's focus ring. Tonight, a harvest festival churned through Havenbrook's central square. Fairy lights tangled around oak branches. The scent of kettle corn wrestled with cedar smoke. Children in glow stick crowns darted between booths, while elders traded quilting patterns and suspicious glances in equal measure. Serafina moved through the crowd with practiced ease, camera at hip, braided dark hair brushing a leather jacket her ex had once sworn was too rebellious for a corporate wedding. She snapped candid smiles, crisp lens flares, until an inexplicable tug drew her toward the forest's black mouth. Each step beyond the lamplight felt like trespass. The ground softened under moss, and distant cicadas faded under a single note of wind. Low, melodic, impossible. Then she saw him, Malik Thorne. Shirt sleeves rolled to forearm scarred by stories no one dared ask. Charcoal eyes holding the shimmer of midnight rivers. He leaned against an old boundary stone carved with runes she could almost, but not quite, decipher. Moonlight slid across his profile as if it owed him tribute. "Looking for something?" His voice was rough velvet, the kind spun in secret mills. "I could ask the same," she answered, cursing the way her pulse fluttered at the base of her throat. She'd photographed models, CEOs, even a rock star mid-stage dive. None had stolen her composure like this stranger with a hint of feral. "You're trespassing." He nodded toward a splintered sign, "Private property," half sunken in the roots. "Town festival overflowed. I needed air. Air can be dangerous here. Only if you breathe wrong." The retort slipped out, playful yet bold. For a breathless second, the forest brightened, as though the moon approved of her defiance. Malik's mouth curved, almost a smile, then flattened. "You should return before they notice. I don't think you're worried about the town's gossip." Serafina edged closer, capturing the rune-etched stone on film. Her camera clicked. Malik stiffened as if struck. The rune glowed faintly, and the wind reversed direction, carrying the sweet rot smell of fallen leaves. He stepped into her personal space. Heat rolled off him, startling in the cool night. "Some images imprison the photographed as much as the photographer," he murmured, fingers brushing the camera lens. Sparks, literal sparks, flitted between skin and glass. Serafina gasped. "What are you?" His eyes darkened to onyx. "Cursed," he whispered, and turned away so quickly he blurred. Branches snapped, and he was gone, leaving only a swirl of disturbed mist. Back on Main Street, Sheriff Nora Callahan eyed Serafina's return with the resigned worry of someone who keeps too many secrets to herself. "Stay clear of the tree line after dusk," she warned, though her badge gleamed with the knowledge the warning came too late. Before Serafina could press for details, the festival lights flickered. A collective shiver swept the crowd as the town clock struck 10, and the full moon rose, impossible, weeks ahead of schedule. Gasps turned to silence. Overhead, the moon burned silver, bigger than any harvest disc should be, as if some celestial puppeteer had dragged it across the sky on broken strings. Serafina's camera clicked of its own volition. She lowered it to find the display fractured with static, an error she'd never seen. Across the square, Malik reappeared beside a brass bandstand, luminous veins of moonlight crawling over his arms. Panic warred with longing inside her chest, Every instinct screamed to flee, yet her feet rooted in place. Malik lifted his face to the false full moon. Muscles rippled, jaw clenched, but instead of shifting, he merely exhaled, and the air around him crystallized into frost. People screamed, instruments toppled. Sheriff Callahan barked orders, but sound dampened beneath an invisible dome. Only Serafina heard Malik's broken whisper, "Not again." From the corner of her eye, she noticed the rune stone she'd photographed now glowing through her camera bag, light seeping through canvas like spilled mercury. Her mother's words echoed, "The answers are in the trees." Somehow the photo had triggered the curse, or maybe her presence had. Either way, Havenbrook was no longer merely quaint. It was a stage for a tragedy centuries in rehearsal. A sudden slam, Serafina spun. The festival centerpiece, an antique wolf totem carved from black walnut, split down the center, revealing a hollow core filled with scrolls sealed in blood-red wax. The crack sent shards flying. One grazed Malik's cheek, yet no blood flowed. Only dust, shimmering lunar dust that evaporated before it hit the ground. Heart pounding, Serafina grabbed a fallen scroll. Sheriff Callahan shouted, "Drop it," but the wax melted at her touch, releasing parchment that smelled of nightshade. Scrawled in archaic script was a single line. "The moonlit pact cannot break until the blood of two worlds mingles." Thunder rumbled under cloudless skies. Malik locked eyes with her. Guilt? Hope? She couldn't parse the storm brewing in those depths. Around them, townsfolk scrambled, but the world felt paused on the edge of revelation. The cursed Alpha, the photographer with ancestral ties, the sheriff guarding tales untold, and the moon that refused to wane. Pieces of a puzzle older than any of them. Malik took one tentative step toward Serafina, chains of silver light coiling around his wrists. "If you stay," he rasped, every word a struggle, "the curse will claim you too." Serafina swallowed fear. Maybe it needs a new target. His laugh was half snarl, half heartbreak, or a willing sacrifice. Before she could answer, the forest exploded with a chorus of howls, some deep and mournful, others high and furious, echoing through town like war drums. Windows rattled, babies cried. The sheriff drew her sidearm, though it shook in her grip. Malik's head snapped toward the treeline, eyes widening in dread. "They found me," he breathed. "Run, Serafina." But Serafina raised her camera, framing him against the looming, impossible moon. "Not without you." Malik's responding shout drowned under the onrush of ghost white wolves breaking from the shadows, pelts shimmering with starlight. They charged the square, silent except for the crackle of frost where paws touched asphalt. At their head ran a she-wolf crowned with thorned silver, eyes burning the same charcoal fire as Malik's. Serafina's shudder captured the exact moment Malik whispered, "Mother," as the she-wolf sprang, and everything plunged into heartbeat. Fury erupted as the she-wolf's leap met Malik's defensive lunge in midair, two streaks of argent light colliding with a boom that rattled street signs. Power rippled from the impact, an invisible shockwave that tossed hay bale decorations into splinters and knocked Serafina to her knees. Her camera skidded across the pavement. The runelit photo card inside flashed like a small white star before the compartment slammed shut of its own accord. Malik hit the ground first, shoulders bowed beneath spectral chains that thickened with every breath he took. The she-wolf landed opposite him on silent paws, then rose, bones rearranging, fur retracting, until a woman stood in her place, tall, severe, draped in silver-spun fabric that shimmered like midnight snowfall. Crown thorns melded into a circlet around hair as black as Malik's. Her eyes, those same charcoal irises, found Serafina with a glance so sharp it sliced air. "You endanger the pact," she intoned, voice echoing as if spoken inside a cavern made of mirrors. Hand over the mortal. Malik staggered between them, chest heaving. "No, mother. She bears the token. She might be the one." Serafina pushed to her feet, blood roaring in her ears. "I'm not anyone's bargaining chip. And I have a name. Names are chains." The woman's gaze flicked to Malik. "You would trade centuries of sacrifice for a fleeting heartbeat?" Sheriff Callahan advanced, sidearm raised though her hands shook. "Back away, ma'am, or creature, or whatever you are." Havenbrook is under my protection. The woman's laughter rang hollow. Your badge holds no weight beyond those string lights. She stepped forward, the street lamps dimmed as if cowering. In that instant, Serafina remembered the scroll's line, blood of two worlds. Her stomach dropped. Two worlds, human and Lunari, perhaps? The rune on the stone, the photo glowing, her mother's letter. Was her family tied to this curse? She fumbled for her grandmother's locket, nestled beneath her jacket. It pulsed warm, responding to the forest hum. Malik's mother, Queen Selene. Serafina realized with a jolt, extended an arm. Ribbons of moonlight spiraled toward Serafina like searching fingers. Malik roared, snapping the shackles enough to intercept the tendrils, but the chains recoiled, searing his skin with phosphorescent welts. You disgrace our blood, Selene snarled. An alpha kneels? An alpha protects, Malik growled, voice thick with both pain and conviction. End this night, mother. The lunacycle was never meant to repeat. The cycle repeats because you failed. She gestured, and frost bloomed across Malik's boots, rooting him. You let love taint duty once, and the curse renewed. I won't allow it again. A memory flickered behind Malik's eyes, one Serafina saw even from 10 paces. A woman in a scarlet cloak, a hidden clearing, a promise under a dying moon. Jealousy pricked her chest, but a louder chord, compassion, rose above it. Serafina lifted her camera, adjusting the cracked viewfinder like a shield. You want me? Tell me why my mother sent me here. Selene paused. For the first time, her composure faltered. Your mother, Celeste Reyes. My mother was Camila Reyes. She died last year. Selene exchanged a glance with Malik, shock softening her Frost Queen veneer. Camila took a new name then. Sheriff Callahan spat a curse under her breath, knew that outsider never truly left. Serafina's pulse spiked. Explain now. Malik rested one foot free. The original pact was forged between the Thorn bloodline and the Lumen Seers, a human clan who carried lunar sight. Your ancestor bound our pact to protect humanity's knights from the Umbra, in exchange for a single vow. No Thorn would love a seer, lest moon and sun collide. Selene's lips thinned. Your mother broke that vow 30 years ago. She and Malik, silence sluiced through the square, thicker than fog. Serafina's breath caught. My mother loved you? Malik's eyes shimmered tragically. Yes, but I was young and fear cost me courage. I let the council bind me instead to duty. The curse reawoke the night she walked away, pregnant, and the council erased all trace to spare Selene's throne. The revelation slammed into Serafina like a tidal wave of starlight. Memories of her mother humming lullabies in unknown tongues, crying at every full moon, hiding a box of photos she claimed were lost, all reshaped. She wasn't merely drawn to Malik's aura. She was the living result of their forbidden bond. Blood of both worlds. Selene's voice cut the moment. The prophecy speaks plainly. When Thorn blood and seer blood mingle, one child will either sever the chain or forge it for eternity. Bring her and we choose the latter. Chains shot toward Serafina. Sheriff Callahan fired. A deafening crack that startled ravens from rooftops. The bullet slowed mid-air, frozen in spirals of ice before dropping harmlessly. Enough. Serafina unclasped the locket. Inside lay a tiny silver shard, a mirror chip etched with the same rune as the boundary stone. She raised it, moonlight refracted into a cone of radiant spectrum that burned away Selene's tethering ribbons. Wolves yelped and recoiled. The locket grew hot, branding her palm. Whispered voices, seer ancestors, flooded her senses, instructing in a language she suddenly understood. She spoke the words aloud, each syllable vibrating through bone. Luna fracta, cor vinculum, lux renisi. Selene hissed, staggering as cracks fissured the street beneath her feet. Malik's chains shattered, falling like spent fireworks. He bolted for Serafina, catching her as her knees buckled, the incantation draining her strength. But the ground split wider, a crevasse yawned down Main Street, leaking silver mist. From its depths crawled umber creatures, wolf-shaped but eyeless, pelts swirling with night sky voids. The pact's collapse had opened the barrier between realms. Selene backed away, horror replacing pride. Foolish girl, without the pact, the darkness consumes all. Malik cups Serafina's face, desperation raw. There's still time. The prophecy didn't end, mother. It said the child could sever or forge. She severed the old chain. Now we must forge a new one. He turned to the sheriff. Evacuate the square. Ring the church bell thrice. Gather anyone with iron, silver, or faith. Callahan holstered her weapon, rallying townsfolk with drill sergeant efficiency, though fear quaked in her eyes. Celine's shoulders squared. You would trust mortals? They will hunt us when dawn breaks. Better hunted than haunted, Malik replied. Help me, mother. For father's memory, he believed in peace. For the briefest beat, Celine's mask cracked, sorrow bleeding through. Malik's father's death, perhaps the first casualty of the curse. She nodded once, regal acceptance. Umber surged, clawing at festival stalls. Wolves loyal to Celine leapt to intercept, snarling luminous fangs. Malik pulled Serafina behind him, but she shook free, drawing a deep breath that tasted of lightning. I can weave a new ward, she said, voice trembling but resolute. I need the boundary stone, iron from the church gate, and your blood, Malik. His brows lifted, yet he offered his hand without hesitation. Take what you need. Celine tore a strip from her gown, binding Malik's wrist after Serafina filled the locket's hollow with two crimson drops. The rune inside absorbed the blood, glyphs flaring golden before settling into a steady pulse. The trio, Alpha, Queen, Seer Descendant, sprinted toward the shattered wolf totem. Every step through broken glass, and Frost felt like running across a chessboard mid-checkmate. A child cried out. An umber beast cornered him by a cotton candy stand. Serafina skidded, swung her camera, flash bursting point blank. Searing light stunned the creature long enough for Celine, now half-shifted, to spirit with silver claws. Adrenaline threatened to drown grief, but Serafina focused, find the boundary stone. She spotted its rune-etched face, half-buried at the forest edge where she'd first met Malik. The ground quaked harder, roots jutted like ribs from a corpse. This world was tearing open. Malik uprooted the stone despite tremors, hauling it beside the splintered totem. Celine thrust iron gate spikes salvaged by Callahan into the earth, forming a crude triangle. Serafina knelt at its center, pressing locket to stone and speaking a hybrid tongue she'd never learned, yet could never forget. Light spiraled up the spikes, weaving into a lattice overhead like stained glass made of dawn. Umbra howled, recoiling from the glow. Wolves snapped at their heels, driving them toward the crevasse that sucked them back with furious winds. But as the last umber beast was dragged below, the ground fissures widened anew, greedy, unrelenting. The protective lattice flickered. Serafina's vision tunneled. She needed more power, more blood, but taking Malik's life was unthinkable. Celine made the choice for her. Forging demands thorn and seer blood in equal measure. She sliced her palm decisively, letting starlit ichor drip onto the locket. Malik shouted, but too late. The queen's lifeblood merged with rune, light roaring bright enough to silhouette every soul in town. The lattice solidified, sealing the crevasse like a celestial scar. Umber wails faded to silence. For a heartbeat, peace hovered. Then Celine swayed, knees giving. Malik caught her, horror dawning. The bloodletting drained her essence faster than mortal wound. Mother, no. Celine smiled, a tender human thing. Every curse demands payment, son. I pay gladly. Her eyes, still charcoal, now soft, locked on Serafina. Protect both worlds, child. Celine dissolved into silver dust, drifting upward like snow that would never land. Malik's anguished roar shook the lattice, hairline cracks spiderwebbing across it. Serafina snatched his hand, voice raw. We can't let her sacrifice be in vain. Hold on to me, anchor the ward. Malik's breathing ragged, he nodded, pressing forehead to hers. Their combined heartbeat synced, feeding the rune with life force enough to heal fissures. The lattice glowed steady once more. Sirens wailed in the distance, fire trucks summoned by frantic 911 calls. Sheriff Callahan waved flares, guiding survivors toward the school gymnasium. Wolves melted into shadows, silent guards against any Umbrish stragglers. When the last crack sealed, Seraphina collapsed against Malik, exhaustion crushing her limbs. He wrapped trembling arms around her, both mourning and relieved. Above them, the false full moon dimmed to a waxing gibbous, neither curse nor normal sky, but a transition. Seraphina's eyelids fluttered. Did we win? Malik exhaled, gaze fixed on the diminishing moon. The night is not over. From the forest came a slow, deliberate clap. A figure emerged, a man in a tailored suit the color of funeral lilies, eyes reflecting the void left by departed Umbra. Around his neck hung a medallion bearing the thorn crest split by a serpent. He smiled, mock courteous. Bravo, he drawled. Mother Dearest always was theatrical. Now that she's gone, the pack requires new leadership, and I, dear brother, have been waiting centuries. Malik's grip tightened around Seraphina. Aldric. Aldric's smile widened, cruel and hungry. Shall we settle the matter of succession? First blood wins, and I will enjoy drawing it. Seraphina tried to stand, but darkness nipped at her vision, strength spent. Malik straightened, shoulders squared, fury tempered by purpose. Aldric's eyes glinted as he unsheathed obsidian claws. The lattice overhead hummed, stable yet fragile. One misstep in their duel could break everything and unleash the Umbra anew. Malik positioned himself between Aldric and Seraphina. This ends tonight, he vowed. Aldric chuckled, stepping into the moonlight, ready to strike as the ward above them quivered like thin ice about to shatter. Shadowed moonlight pooled like liquid mercury across the fractured plaza as Aldric Thorne advanced, each step pacing the staccato echo of distant sirens. Where Malik radiated raw wilderness, Aldric exuded curated menace, sleek hair pinned by an obsidian clasp, cuff links shaped like crescent knives, and a grin that promised decorum only until the first drop of blood fell. The lattice of runic light trembled overhead, aware that its creators, Seraphina and Malik, were now its fragile heartbeats. Seraphina steadied herself behind Malik, lungs aching for oxygen that carried the bitter tang of scorched cedar. Her camera hung useless at her side, the locket seethed against her sternum, its rune burning through linen like a brand. She searched frantically for Sheriff Callahan. Somewhere in the smoke-blurred distance, the sheriff marshaled townsfolk, but the open square remained their lonely arena. You look tired, little brother. Aldric's voice curled like incense. Let me relieve you of those burdensome responsibilities, Queen Slayer, Pact Reforger, Tragic Hero. The council will want a simpler tale. Malik's shoulders tensed. The council is gone. Mother dissolved their edicts with her life. On the contrary, Aldric produced a parchment stamped in silver wax. Minutes before her dramatic exit, Selene ratified my succession should the curse destabilize her reign. Which it has. He flicked the document, it sang like steel. Seraphina stepped forward. A piece of paper doesn't crown a tyrant. Aldric's gaze swept over her, amusement mingling with predatory interest. And you must be the half-breed catalyst. How poetic. You broke the chain only to shackle yourself to a doomed alpha. His nostrils flared. I can smell mother's sacrifice on you. Seer blood and thorn blood braided. Delicious. Malik shifted subtly, a half-crouch that promised violence, but Seraphina caught his wrist. His pulse fluttered, quick but steady, anchored by her touch. She whispered, the lattice is key to us. If you fight him here and bleed, it could overload. Then we move him, Malik murmured. Aldric chuckled. Whispering strategy. Adorable. With a flick of his fingers, shards of moonglass erupted from the pavement, circling Malik and Seraphina in a spinning cage of prismatic blades. Every shard carried a sliver of reflection. Malik as a caged wolf, Seraphina as fractured light. Seraphina's muscles quaked, too drained for another incantation, but she drew on adrenaline and grief. She scanned the spinning shards, noting a faint distortion every time they passed over the rune-etched totem base. He's channeling through the stone you uprooted, she realized. If we disrupt his conduit, Malik's eyes flashed golden. The iron spikes. Aldric's cage tightened, blades kissing leather and skin. Malik ducked a lethal edge, then propelled himself sideways, shoulder tackling Seraphina through a narrow gap just as two shards collided in a shower of sparks. They rolled across asphalt toward the iron triangle still embedded near the totem. Aldrich sneered. Predictable. He snapped his wrist. The cage collapsed inward, blades merging into a single spear that shot toward Malik's exposed spine. Serafina reacted without thought. She thrust her palm against Malik's back, an instinctive push of seer energy. The locket flared, and the spear ricocheted off an invisible shield, veering into a street lamp that exploded in a rain of glass. Power backlash jolted Serafina. She cried out, vision snowing static. Malik caught her before she fell. Easy. Gently, he pressed the iron gate spike into her trembling hands. Drive it into the conduit stone. I'll buy seconds. She opened her mouth to protest, but he was already moving, blurring forward, claws unsheathing with metallic screech. Aldrich met him midway, obsidian claws clashing against silver in sparks that painted runes across night. Serafina forced her legs beneath her, each step toward the conduit stone heavier than lead. Memories of Celine's last smile flashed, a queen trading eternity for hope. Don't waste her gift. She braced the iron spike, whispering the activation phrase the ancestors whispered through blood. Ferrum Lunis, Nexus Reverta. The spike glowed ember red, seeping heat through her gloves. She raised it over the conduit, then hesitation struck. The stone was the keystone of the lattice. Destroying it might unravel the ward and unleash Umbra again. But without breaking Aldrich's link, Malik would die and the pack would inherit a tyrant. A forge requires risk. She drove the spike down. Sound vanished in a deafening silence. The stone split. A geyser of silver-black energy roared upward, surging through the lattice. For an instant, the ward flickered transparent, revealing the cosmos, endless stars, and a yawning void. Serafina's heart stalled, certain she had condemned them all. Then new runes bloomed across the sky shield, golden threads weaving into the lattice, reinforcing it with human iron and thorn blood. The ward steadied, brighter than before. She exhaled, knees near buckling. Across the square, Aldrich faltered mid-swing, severed from his power source. Malik seized the opening, delivering a brutal uppercut that sent Aldrich crashing into the facade of Archer's Diner. Brick dust plumed, neon flickered. Aldrich staggered forth, lips split, fury finally cracking his polished veneer. You dare. He tore off his suit jacket, muscles bulging, veins glowing twilight purple. Without the conduit, he began redrawing power directly from the false moon, siphoning energy meant for the ward. The lattice dimmed again, protesting. Malik growled, he's draining the barrier. Serafina sprinted to Malik's side, chest heaving. We need to sever his link to the moon itself. How? She pressed her camera into Malik's hand. The lens contains a fragment of lunar quartz, Mother's keepsake. If we reflect the ward's light onto him while he's channeling, it'll backfire. Malik nodded, gripping the camera like a weapon. Together they advanced through drifting ash while Aldrich summoned an orb of condensed moonfire, crackling with lethal promise. Aldrich hurled it. Malik dodged, kneeling to brace the camera toward the ward. Now, Serafina shouted, clasping the locket's rune. She released a beam of golden lattice light that channeled through the lens, refracted into a focused arc straight at Aldrich's chest. The beam struck. Aldrich screamed, a sound like granite shattering under tidal pressure. Moonfire imploded, surging back through his veins. Crystalline fissures spread across his skin, leaking starlight. But still he stood, pride and hatred anchoring him to existence. Impossible, he rasped, voice glazed with agony. Malik advanced, remorse mingling with resolve. Let go, brother. Aldrich's eyes softened, just a flicker, then hardened into obsidian fury. Never. With last reserve, he slashed the air. Claws tore a vertical rift like ripping fabric, revealing a corridor of formless night. An escape into the Umbra realm or a weapon beyond comprehension. Serafina's breath caught. If Aldrich fed off raw Umbra, he could become unstoppable. She and Malik exchanged a wordless oath. Malik sprinted after Aldrich, but tendrils of darkness whipped from the rift, lashing Malik, pinning him seconds short. Serafina's fingers brushed camera controls. One shot remained before battery death. She aligned the lens with the rift, whispered, "Forgive me, Mom," and snapped the shutter. The flash burst white hot, freezing the scene in a single, perfect frame. Aldrich half inside the rift, Malik reaching, darkness recoiling. The photograph's exposure pulled essence from both moon and umbra, collapsing the rift like folding paper. Aldrich was yanked halfway, screaming, claws scrabbling at vanishing edges. The rift scissored shut around his torso, leaving only echoing silence and a pair of obsidian claws clinking to the ground. Malik stood panting, eyes wide with shock and hollow grief. Serafina lowered the smoking camera. Its screen cracked, lens permanently fused with ward light. The false moon overhead waned rapidly, settling into a normal autumn crescent, curse transmuted, not destroyed. Distant applause startled them both. Atop the bandstand stood an elderly man in a moss green overcoat, owl bright eyes gleaming. Sheriff Callahan limped behind him, weapon lowered. Dr. Emery's Gale, the sheriff announced, voice ragged. Council of Nocturnal Concord. The man bowed. Provisional council now, given recent vacancies. I observed your solution with great interest. Malik bristled. You watched while my mother died. Gale held up gnarled hands. I witness, I archive. Intervention risks worse. Serafina stepped forward, anger sparking. We need healers, not scribes. The ward is stable for now, but fragile. Indeed, Gale agreed. Which is why I invite you to the Concord's refuge. There, Thorn and Seer may learn to govern this fledgling alliance before another power senses the vacuum Selene's death created. Malik's jaw clenched. Another power? Gale's smile did not reach his eyes. Umber was only one hungry kingdom. Duskborn courts, soul shard cults, even mortal organizations with silver mines, they will come. You have perhaps 48 hours before first contact. Sirens drew nearer. Headlights painted the treeline. Havenbrook's volunteer fire brigade at last. Serafina realized the town lay in shambles, families huddled in the gym, festival stalls reduced to cinders, frostbitten footprints staining asphalt. Innocence burdened by a war older than folklore. She exchanged a look with Malik, equal parts terror and determination. He extended his hand, palm still bearing the queen's binding cloth. She clasped it, feeling their bloodlines hum together. Gale descended the bandstand steps. Choose quickly. Dawn approaches, and decisions made in twilight echo across generations. Malik turned to Serafina. If we leave, Havenbrook stands vulnerable. If we stay, we might fail the world. Serafina swallowed. Then we need allies who can protect both. Gale watched, patient as time. Serafina lifted the locket, its rune glowing steady gold. We'll go on one condition. Havenbrook becomes Concord territory, under our joint guardianship. Gale inclined his head. Granted. From the school gym came a bell toll, three solemn peals. Survivors filing out, searching Dawn's horizon for hope. Serafina tightened her grip on Malik's hand, sensing new vows forming like constellations shifting into fresh patterns. They stepped toward Gale, toward an uncertain future stitched with possibility, leaving behind shards of moonglass that still pulsed faintly, silent reminders that some battles only pause when warriors choose the next battleground. Above them, the lattice tremored once, as if whispering approval or warning, before settling into watchful stillness, guarding the world against whatever might rise from the abyss. Dawnless mist coated Havenbrook's outskirts as a battered school bus, borrowed from the volunteer brigade, lurched onto a Forest Service road barred to public maps. Its windows, fogged by breath and tension, reflected a makeshift entourage. Malik seated up front, arms crossed over a storm of grief and duty. Serafina beside him, locket against her racing heart. Sheriff Callahan standing owl-braced, shotgun slung discreetly in a guitar case, and Dr. Emery's Gale slumped on a vinyl bench like a librarian who'd accidentally ordered apocalypse rather than microfilm. Wolves padded silently in the bus's wake, phantoms guarding tire tracks that would soon erase themselves. The Concord Refuge, Gale explained, lay beneath an abandoned coal mine repurposed after the Great Depression, chosen for its labyrinth of quartz-veined caverns that diffused lunar and solar energies in equal measure. Neutral ground, he intoned, polishing his bifocals. Here, oaths carry more weight than steel. Serafina stared through condensation at treetops swallowing the rising sun. The ward lattice over Havenbrook shimmered gold, where sky peaked between trunks, anchored now to iron, rune, and sacrifice. She whispered a silent promise that the town would not fall while she breathed. Malik heard the vow in her heartbeat, offering a quiet squeeze of her hand. After an hour of switchbacks and creeping gradients, the bus halted before a rust-guard lift cage jutting from mossy stone. Gale produced a brass token. "This carriage rides deeper than coal." He made a show of inserting the token, gears groaning like old gods waking. The gate rattled shut. Descent began, slow, then plummeting. Serafina's stomach flipped. Fluorescent strips ignited every 10 meters, revealing carved symbols from dozens of cultures. Navajo moon glyphs beside Celtic triple spirals, Yoruba cower patterns interlaced with Nordic runes. A visual treaty written in stone. The cage eased onto an underground station awash in soft lumen globes. Air smelled of chalk, pine resin, and distant ocean, though they were miles from the coast. A sign, wrought iron script, the umbral and luminous concord, EST 1683, sanctuary through balance. A slender woman in a sable cloak approached, silver-rimmed spectacles slipping down her nose. "Welcome, Alpha Thorn and Seer Descendant Reyes. I am Archivist Kaya." Her voice held music of mountain streams. She bowed to Sheriff Callahan. "Warden of Havenbrook, your courage honors the compact." Callahan tipped her hat, but scanned shadows for threats. Habits die hard. Kaya led them through vaulted corridors lined with crystal conduits pulsing like quiet heartbeats. Wolves fanned out, noses twitching at unseen wards. Whispering fountains spilled water across moonstone channels that appeared to cleanse the pack's residual umber taint. Scratches knitted, frost burns faded. They entered the Grand Forum, a chamber large enough to house a cathedral, its ceiling a geode canopy refracting soft dawnlight piped from surface mirrors. Around a horseshoe table sat beings of varied lineage, a Navajo skinwalker elder wearing turquoise beads, a Sikh moonseer with scarred palms, a Haitian mambo whose eyes glowed faint indigo, and twin siblings from the Duskborn courts, pale, androgynous, hair like spider silk, faces painted in eclipse motifs. Empty high-backed chairs bore the sigils of the now-defunct Thorn Council and Lumenseer lineage, placeholders awaiting Malik and Serafina. Kaya announced them. Conversation ceased. Scrutiny settled like winter blanket. Dr. Gale took the floor, summarizing Havenbrook's breach, Selene's sacrifice, Aldrich's demise, and the forging of a new ward. Gasps, murmurs, some nods of respect, others of concern. The skinwalker elder, Father Osha, thumped his staff. Blood spilled echoes for moons. Queen Selene's death leaves a vacuum predators will scent. "Already scented," replied the Duskborn sister, Leora, voice silk over steel. "Soul Shard insurgents marched on our Delaware enclave at dawn. They claimed to avenge a fallen prince whose name they withheld." Malik stiffened. Aldrich's allies. He nursed Soul Shard ambitions long before Mother saw the threat. Kaya touched her spectacles. "Our scouts note Soul Shard symbols etched with sun iron, weaponized light able to pierce lunar wards. They see Thorn instability as invitation." Sheriff Callahan frowned. "Can they reach Havenbrook?" "2 days, riding storm tunnels beneath the Appalachian spine," Kaya said. "Unless we deter them." Serafina inhaled. The timeline Gale predicted was accelerating. She stepped into the hollow at the table's center. "We won't keep danger off Havenbrook's doorstep by hiding. We need a proactive alliance, share ward schematics, reinforce towns along the ley lines, build a network of watchfires." Some delegates exchanged doubtful looks, outsider, untested. Malik's voice cut through. "I endorse her strategy." He crossed to the Thorn chair, hands braced on carved wolf heads. "In my mother's stead, I invoke Alpha's right to command Thorn legions loyal to peace. Those who oppose may challenge me under Concord law." Father Osha nodded. "So recorded." Kaya produced parchment signatures. Malik's quill hovered, commitment forged in ink, not teeth. He signed. Then Serafina approached the seer chair. Her surname wavered on her tongue, Reyes or Celeste. She penned Serafina Camila Reyes Thorn, merging legacies, making peace with bloodlines. Quill scratched, Torches flared as the pact sealed. Soft tremors rippled along the crystal arteries overhead. Concord accepted new guardians. Minutes later, training regimens commenced. Malik sparred with Skinwalker Sentinels to master ward-safe combat forms. Runesmith mages fitted him with silver mesh gauntlets channeling lunar resilience without draining the lattice. Serafina studied runic cartography under Kaya, mapping ley lines through interactive quartz labs. Multicolored veining revealed hotspots. Havenbrook glowed gold, but along the ridge flared a pulsing red tear, Vesper Crag. Kaya's tone hushed. Vesper Crag houses the Soul Shard Covenant. If they breach that node, they can redirect ward energy, as Aldric attempted, but weaponize it into radiant storms. She traced finger over a minor fracture, eyes grave. Worse, our last scout reported seeing a prisoner matching Thorn royal genealogy, an older alpha held in sun iron manacles. Malik arrived mid-briefing, sweat dampening hair. He read the map, breath catching. Father? But mother said he died during the first moonfall. Kaya tapped a sigil. Council files ambiguous. Casualty list changed after Aldric doctored archives. If your father lives, Soul Shard will parade him as legitimate heir to rally defectors. Serafina's throat tightened. One parent returned from legends, another newly lost. We rescue him, she said, certainty solid as quartz. But not at cost of the Havenbrook Ward. Malik agreed. We strike Vesper Crag tonight, small unit. He eyed Sheriff Callahan, who adjusted her guitar case. You in? The sheriff smirked. Wouldn't miss a moonlit shootout. Father Osha insisted on sending his fastest runner, Yuma, a shapeshifter who melded into canyon mist. Leora and her twin, Kale, volunteered, their eclipse magic bending light. The team assembled in an armory car from meteorite glass. Attendants distributed sun-resistant cloaks woven from lunar silk. Serafina received a camera upgrade, crystal lens stabilized by rune gyroscope, powered by her locket's glow. Malik secured twin crescent blades forged from Selene's crown shards. Each stroke would blur between tangible and spectral, disrupting solar polymers. They lined up before a worm gate, a portal engine older than colonial maps, humming low as thunder underfoot. Kaya performed final calibrations, coordinates set for a cliff shelf 200 yards from Vesper Crag. She glanced at Serafina, whispering, "Beware the sun iron resonance. Prolonged exposure severs metamorph bonds." Translation? Serafina asked. Kaya's lips tightened. If Malik is shackled, he may never shift again. Pulse pounding, Serafina squeezed Malik's gloved fingers. He leaned close. Whatever happens, don't trade your life for mine. The world needs you balanced. She kissed his knuckles. Balance requires 2 points. Sheriff Callahan cleared her throat. Save the vows for a day without cultists. The portal flared violet. One by one, wolves vanished through. Then Yuma, Callahan, Leora, Kale. Malik paused, searching Serafina's eyes. She nodded. They stepped into the vortex, sensations of molten wind and falling snow, then landed on shale smelling of sun-scorched sage. Night cloaked the ridge, though stars burned faint behind drifting smoke. Below, Vesper Crag glittered, an amphitheater of sandstone spires strung with daylight lamps, artificial suns bathing cultists in perpetual glow. At its heart, a stage of obsidian plates arrayed, like solar petals. Shackled at its center knelt a man, broad-shouldered, silver-streaked hair matted, but spine straight as legend. Thorncrest branded his breastplate. Malik's inhale quivered. Father, Leora whispered, barrier lattice of sun iron mesh. Break one anchor and the field collapses. Callahan unfolded a sniper bipod from her guitar case. Give me 60 seconds. She crawled to a ledge. Yuma dissolved into canyon fog, rematerializing within meters of guard posts, nicking fuses on solar lanterns. Wolves flanked edges, waiting to pounce. Malik signaled readiness. Serafina adjusted her camera, lens aligning with the barrier's harmonic nodes. She murmured Lumen Reflecta, capturing the network in UV spectrum. Weak points flared violet. She relayed coordinates via hand signals. Kale and Leora exhaled twin columns of eclipse shadow that climbed spires, dousing lamps. Darkness slithered across the amphitheater. Cultists panicked, sunlight gone. Callahan's shot cracked, Sun Iron anchor exploded. The barrier hiccuped, shimmered. Malik Dove, blade singing, the second anchor severed mid-spark. Serafina sprinted after, camera flash blinding guards as wolves engaged. Yuma freed additional prisoners, pack allies in chains, who joined the melee. The final anchor perched atop a dais guarded by a hulking soul shard priest wielding a staff glowing searing gold. Each swing left arcs of plasma. Malik darted in, but heat forced retreat. Serafina's camera overheated, warning beep. She spotted mirrored solar panels aimed at the staff, energy loop reinforcing priest's aura. If she re-angled them toward the anchor, she scaled scaffolding, dodging sun bolts and shoved a panel. Light redirected, striking anchor base. It cracked. Callahan's second bullet pierced the fissure. Explosion lit canyon. Barrier collapsed. Malik swept up dais, clashing with priest. Swords and staff collided. Moon shards hissed against sun iron, sending shrapnel of molten fragments. Serafina's stomach clenched. Any stray hit could shatter lattice still stabilizing Havenbrook. She yelled, "Vector left!" Malik pivoted, letting priest's own momentum drive staff into exposed conduit. Surge back fried his circuitry. Priest fell unconscious, scorched but alive. Chains around Alpha Thorn Sr. released. The Elder rose, blinking harsh light. Recognition flickered as Malik knelt, voice rough. "Father, I failed you." "On the contrary," the Elder rasped, hand cupping Malik's jaw. "You forged renewal." Tears blurred Serafina's vision. She captured the moment, flash freezing father and son in tableau of reunion. Behind them, cultists scattered, leadership broken. Yuma returned, face grim. "We found archives. Soul Shard had already sent emissaries north." Kale emerged, cloak smoldering. "Not just emissaries. They've allied with a human corporation named Heliocore, supplies Sun Iron worldwide. They plan to ignite ley lines at dawn tomorrow." Malik steadied his father. "Ignite where?" "Coastal city of Port Alera," Leora answered. "Population 250,000, plus naval base. If Heliocore seeds Sun Iron charges in sea lanes, they'll fracture the global tidal grid. No ward could contain ensuing rifts." Serafina's blood iced. "Dawn comes in 8 hours. She eyed her drained camera, cracked flash tube. "We can't fight a city of mercenaries with one pack." The Elder Thorn cleared throat, straightening. Strength flowed back into his posture. "Not one pack, too. The Thorn Legions answer my howl, and they are closer to Port Alera than any Soul Shard scout imagines." He looked to Serafina, all mixing with paternal warmth. "And I believe the seer in you can turn Heliocore's solar crucible against itself." She inhaled shaky breath. "I'll need the Concord archives, spectral projectors, and every shard of moonglass you can spare." Malik squeezed her shoulder, pride radiating. Wolves howled agreement, notes echoing against canyon walls like drums of coming war. Sirens wailed far off, cult reinforcements on desert roads. Yuma signaled extraction flare, portal beacon hummed alive. As allies converged, Serafina caught last glimpse of Vesper Crag. Lamp towers collapsed, solar disks dark, before violet light swallowed the strike force. Back at the refuge, they stumbled into command bustle. Kaya rushed forward, eyes widening at Thorn Sr.'s return. Dr. Gale scribbled furiously, muttering legend revised again. Screens projected Port Alera's skyline, dotted with Heliocore skyscrapers. Time slid thin. Plans formed like lightning schematics. Infiltrate, sever power grid before dawn, reroute Sun Iron charges into oceanic dissipators, reinforce World Ward. A mission more impossible than any prior, yet failure meant global eclipse. Serafina rewired her camera with quartz from Kaya's personal archive as Malik and his father strategized Wolf Legion deployments. Callahan coordinated with Coast Guard contacts ready to stage maritime exercises near Heliocore docks. Leora and Kale brewed eclipse mist to neutralize solar sensors. 5 hours remained. Crystal conduits hummed, forging fresh resonance between Thorn and Seer lines. Serafina's locket glowed brighter than ever, Selene's sacrifice echoing through Gold Rune, urging onward. She and Malik found their first quiet minute in a storage alcove lined with relic maps. He traced knuckles along her cheek. "We keep outrunning destiny. Or rewriting it," she countered. They shared a breathless kiss, brief, fierce, sanctified by urgency, then pulled apart before resolve could melt. Kaya's voice crackled over intercom. "Strike teams assemble at gate Delta. Portal ETA 3 minutes." Malik gripped his crescent blades. Serafina slung her rebuilt camera. Sheriff Callahan strode past, guitar case heavier with confiscated sun iron grenades. The command cavern doors yawned. Portal energy roared, forming a disk of swirling dawn and dusk. Malik offered his hand. Serafina accepted, heart hammering wild rhythm that synced with his. Wolves lined the path, bowing. As they crossed threshold, Father Thorne howled, a resonant note carried by every pack warrior present, a symphony of unity. The portal swallowed their silhouettes, spiriting the alliance toward Port Alara's sleeping skyline. Behind them, Dr. Gale closed his journal with a snap, whispering to Kaya, "History bends tonight." She nodded, eyes reflecting portal glow. The worm gate snapped shut. Silence filled the refuge until a tremor shivered Court's veins, anticipation or warning, no one could tell, echoing toward the unseen horizon. Emberhued streetlights flickered as Port Alara slept under a veil of coastal fog, unaware that warships of moon-touched wolves and eclipse-born mages now ghosted through its marinas. Cargo cranes loomed like skeletal giants. Atop Heliocor's glass bastion, mirrored heliostats rotated, hungry to drink first light and ignite the sun iron seated along the bay floor. One blast at dawn would fracture global ley lines, birthing rifts no ward could mend. Serafina crouched behind a ventilation stack on Tower A's rooftop, camera's new quartz lens tracking laser grids invisible to ordinary sight. Beneath her, Malik led a squad of Thorn warriors through maintenance corridors, scenting guards who reeked of solar resin. Sheriff Callahan and Coast Guard allies commandeered tugboats loaded with eclipse grenades, ready to scuttle sun iron barges if alarms sounded. High overhead, twins Leora and Kale circled on thermal drafts, weaving mists that dimmed the stars themselves. A hushed chirp in Serafina's earpiece, Kaya from the Concord Refuge. Telemetry shows Heliocor charging at 58%. "You have 29 minutes until civil dawn." "Copy," Serafina whispered, sliding under a motion sensor. She glanced across the Tower B where Thorn Sr. scaled window cleaning rigs with supernatural ease, determined to confront Heliocor's boardroom. Father and son planned to cut the command uplink while Serafina overloaded the heliostat array. Dual victory meant no dawn blast. She reached the master control dome, an opaline hemisphere crowned with rotating prisms. Holographic diagrams spiraled across its surface, depicting ley lines like glowing arteries. At the console stood Heliocor's CEO, Dr. Marisol Celeste, pale trench coat, sun iron gauntlet controlling mirror arrays via gestural commands. Her profile seared a shock through Serafina. This woman bore her mother's bone structure, her tired eyes. Heart hammering, Serafina crept closer. A guard spun. Before he could cry out, she popped flash. White flood blinded him long enough to slip a stun cuff. But the burst drew Marisol's attention. She turned and the impossible truth crystallized. It was Camila Reyes, alive, hiding behind a corporate alias. "Mom," Serafina breathed, words barely sound. Camila froze, gauntlet hand trembling. "I knew you'd follow the letter," she whispered, voice hoarse from years of secrecy. "I stayed underground to sabotage Heliocor from within. But Aldric found me, forced my compliance with sun iron shackles." She raised her wrist, fresh scars glowing ember. Serafina staggered, torn between embrace and interrogation. "Aldric is gone." Camila's relief flickered, then horror. "He left a shard of himself in Heliocor's AI. The system is auto-triggered. If mirrors reach full convergence, the blast is irreversible." Below, comm channels erupted. Malik's squad pinned by automated turrets, Leora's mist ripped by anti-drone lasers, Callahan reporting merc boats inbound. Time bled away. Serafina gripped Camila's hands. "Override codes?" "Only the master prism key," Camila said, pointing to a crystal node humming at the dome's center. Remove it, system resets. But some iron coils encase the prism, radiating heat that liquefied steel. Serafina's locket pulsed gold. She realized the rune could absorb lethal radiance, but at cost. She unlatched chain. I can draw the heat if you disable mirrors manually. Camila shook her head. You'll burn. Balance requires 2 points, Serafina echoed Malik. Let me be the second. Camila swallowed tears, then guided Serafina to the node. Meanwhile, Kaya patched Malik through. We're boxed in, need 10 minutes. You have 7, Serafina replied, bracing palms on scorching coils. She spoke ancestral words, channeling lunar iron harmony through her body. Pain flared white hot, skin blistered, breath caught, but coils cooled, cracking like ice. Camila twisted the prism free. Alarms wailed. Across the bay, heliostats halted mid-rotation. The sun iron charge plateaued at 72%, inert without focal ignition. Yet building lights flickered. Aldrich's residual AI executed contingency, self-destruct of all towers to scatter sun iron shrapnel citywide. Malik burst onto the rooftop, blades bloodied, father at his flank. Camila spun, guilt painting her features. The Elder Thorn recognized her at once, eyes swimming with decades-old love. Celeste, his whisper carried wonder and grief. No time, structures groaned, turbines spooled to overload. Serafina collapsed, burned smoking. Malik cradled her, anguish raw. She managed a rasp, redirect mirrors down. Malik understood. If they pointed sun iron blast inward, towers would vaporize themselves, not the city, while warded ley lines siphon excess into the ocean. Thorn Sr. and Camila sprinted to holographic controls, fingers flying, one master of Lupin strategy, one of solar physics. Sheriff Callahan's tugboats fired grappling cannons, wrenching heliostats toward the bay. Leora and Kale Dove, cloaking panels in eclipse veils to focus energy interiorly. Charge at 90%. Kaya warned, structural collapse imminent. Malik kissed Serafina's brow. Stay with me. She squeezed his hand, locket dimming. Camila slammed final command. All mirrors locked inward. A blinding column of golden fire erupted skyward, then bent, sucked into towers like reverse lightning. Glass skyscrapers glowed incandescent, silhouettes dancing inside superheated cores. Ward lines shimmered along coast, channeling surplus into roaring surf where water flashed to steam. Malik shielded Serafina under collapsed drone plates. Shockwave thundered outward. Windows shattered for blocks, but the focused implosion spared civilians. When silence fell, Heliocore's skyline lay a crown of molten slag sinking into its own foundation, sun iron neutralized by seawater hiss. Smoke cleared. Dawn broke naturally, soft pink instead of weaponized gold. The ward over Havenbrook flared in distant affirmation, still intact. Rescue sirens approached. Wolves howled victory notes that mingled with gull cries. Malik lifted Serafina, her burns silvering into scars shaped like intertwined crescents. Eyes fluttering, she smiled. We rewrote dawn. Camila knelt, tears cutting soot. I'm so sorry. Serafina touched her face. You saved the world before I ever picked up a camera. Thorn Sr. offered Camila his hand, forgiveness shining. Let's rebuild together. In the breaking light, Kaya's drone projected a message. Concord ratifies Global Thorn Seer Alliance. Umbra breaches at zero. Soul Shard remnants surrendering. Malik faced Serafina amid smoking ruins. Our curse is gone, but duty remains. Stay, lead with me. She laughed, a cracked, joyful sound. Only if we rename the pact. No more chains. Call it the Luminous Accord. He sealed agreement with a tender kiss witnessed by sworn allies and rising sun. Weeks later, Havenbrook hosted an inter-realm summit beneath a repaired lattice, now laced with sunrise hues. Mayor unveiled a statue, a camera lens crossed with twin crescent blades, inscription reading balance forged in love. Tourists asked who the photographer was. Townsfolk spoke of Serafina Camila Reyes Thorn, the girl who brought daylight and moonlight to terms. On the anniversary of Selene's sacrifice, Malik and Serafina wandered the edge of that eternal forest where they first met. Fireflies danced. The moon, no longer forced full, grinned a waxing sliver. Serafina lifted her restored camera, snap, capturing Malik's smile unmarred by chains. She set the photo in the runestone niche, sealing it with soft words, for every night, a dawn worth defending. Hand in hand, they walked toward a future neither prophecy nor curse could dictate, guarding two worlds with one united legacy, evermore.